All right.
Hi, welcome everyone.
That's what you get for
blowing your wad too soon.
If you ever listen to the Black Tower and you're like, these guys really aren't that funny, it's because I keep forgetting to record the actually really funny bits.
I just want to throw out there, it's actions that speak louder than words. And there's one person on this show who's used all of their good material before it matters. And one person who lasts a long time. And it's definitely not the person who just made the joke.
Daniel is hoping to get some attention at JordanCon. All
right. So,
ladies!
I thought you guys were going more for contention.
We're going to have, we're going to talk to people and just be like, you may have been Eiffel Towered in the past, but have you ever been Black Towered?
Keep going. Is that the song?
That's as much as I got.
Different category on Pornhub.
Wait, Andrew, there it is.
There we go.
So let's go around. Iris Bear, choose a number of 1 through 6 for me to choose the spoiler warning we use.
Oh, shit.
If you don't mind. If you don't want to, then, you know, that's fine.
And while you're doing that, hi, everybody. Welcome to another
episode of the Black Tower podcast.
Of the Black Tower sex position. I'll
never say the Black Tower ever again without thinking of a sex move.
You're welcome. That's been my goal from the day we founded this podcast. And it works out. We have an appropriate spoiler warning for the current conversation.
Hey, nice. So,
God.
All right. Who has it for this go around?
I can breathe. Maybe.
So yeah. Hi guys. Welcome to
Black Tower Podcast. You're here. We're here.
Indeed. Us from such illustrious episodes as What Is This Madness? And Red Rod Terangriels and Where to Put Them. And
Talmanes is a badass.
And Talmanes is a badass. I am one of your lovely, illustrious hosts, Daniel, your Amenkan Mihail, and I am joined, as always, by my two amazing co-hosts who always make me laugh. Like crazy.
I am Josh, the sort of on Mihail, and I can't word right now. I've been laughing too damn hard because of these assholes.
I can't word.
And I am Andrew, your Bajan Mihail. And before we introduce our guest, we're going to go ahead and throw some saucy plugs at you. Make sure you go over to our website, www.blacktowerpod.com. Did you know that the Black Tower Podcast has its very own website? No? Well, then make sure you head on over to www.blacktowerpod.com for even more Black Tower Podcast tainty goodness. On our site, you can find all of our social media links conveniently located towards the bottom left. If you're on computer, there are links to the Facebook page, our Twitter, our YouTube, and our Instagram. So you can keep up to date with us by finding all of our social media there. Also on our website, you can find a link to the forums that we have, where we have all kinds of discussions and, as Morshadi has done plenty of times, run naked through the forums. No worries, there's no pictures. We turned off the cameras for that. You can find links to Black Tower Podcast merch, both on New Creations by Jen and from Spreadshirt, where you can find any of our designs that we've ever put out, and you can go and get yourself whatever kind of merchandise you want, be it shirts, glasses, aprons for cooking, bags, hats, buttons, anything that you want, you can find in between the two merch shops that we have. Website also has a very quick and accessible link for our Discord, where you can come and join all of the fantastic Tainty discussions that we have in our Discord server. We do have sections for spoiler and non-spoiler content, so you can come and enjoy something for you if you have finished a series, or something for you if you haven't finished a series. Another key feature is our Dragonsworn On Demand section, where you can automatically see the most recent 5 videos from our YouTube that will play on an automatic playlist for you on the website. A quick button to get to our YouTube there as well, and you can just listen to the most recent 5 episodes that we have posted on Podbean. If you're curious about events and things we have coming up, we also have the Black Tower calendar, where you can go and look and see when we generally do our live Patreon recordings, when our episodes go live, and any events and things that we have coming up that we can put on the calendar. A quick link to our Patreon, where you can join and get access to all kinds of different content, including pre-recordings, and depending on the tier, early access to episodes, shout outs, all that kind of fun stuff. And of course, we will update the Patreon whenever we do have the updates ready to go live. We are still working on that. That is coming as of right now. Make sure you head on over to our website, where you can literally get access to anything that we have and we put out, as well as our Dragonsworn On Demand. That is a running list of the 5 most recent audio and video episodes that we have done. Sometimes the video is different than the audio because, like we did before this episode, we record BTP Reacts. So now that we record on Tuesdays, we can't always do it right after the news.
Yeah,
but that's fine. Because then, because now what we can do is we can wait for Lauren and Dusty Will and those others to put videos out, and we can know all of the stuff so we don't speculate on stuff and get it completely wrong. So it's actually...
You can learn from their learn the lessons.
Yeah. when you are done with blacktowerpod.com, don't quite leave
You're
the page
never
yet
done
because
with
if...
blacktowerpod.com.
Go
or at
scroll
least
down.
Blacktowerpod.com is never done.
So when you're done getting your fill of blacktowerpod.com and you want to check out something else that is equally amazing, you'll see a picture of a fantastic chibi that was also drawn by Memo Art. And above it, it will say the Crystal Barista. All right. Sorry to interrupt whatever you may be watching or listening to, whatever topic we're covering right now. But we absolutely have to take a moment to talk about and thank our friend Josh's better half and the longtime sponsor and supporter of the Black Tower Podcast. Of course, this is the Crystal Barista. Whether you seek crystals and minerals and the like for their cleansing, healing, and positive vibes, or you just enjoy them and think they look pretty neat, you can find anything you could possibly want with crystals and minerals here at crystalbarista.com. With everything from individual pieces that can be ordered to monthly subscription boxes, there is something here for absolutely everyone, for every occasion, for whatever you could possibly want. There's no way you can't find something that you would like in her store. On the website crystalbarista.com, you can browse by different categories, including the subscription boxes, minerals and fossils, crystal healing, stone jewelry, all the way to just the raw slabs of whatever may be being sold. And if you're more budget conscious and you want to look at anything that is limited by price, you can look for anything that is from zero to almost $25, $25 to $50, and then anything that may be over $50. Now, if you are a rock hound and you want to get some really good tools to help you in your hounding, the Crystal Barista provides those as well. And you can find those on the same website. It's a very user-friendly website. You can find absolutely anything you need for your rock hounding, mineral, crystal, fossil needs. Now, going through the website, you can also find links to the Crystal Barista's Twitter, the Crystal Barista's Facebook, as well as the Crystal Barista's Instagram, and a couple other things. Make sure you go and follow the Crystal Barista on Twitter at RockPick, RockPick, to get updates as they come out and to be up to date on what exactly is going on with the Crystal Barista. She does like to throw up things on Twitter that may be available for you to get at slightly cheaper prices, but more commonly, you can find that over on the Crystal Barista Facebook. So again, same name on Facebook, RockPick, and you'll be looking for the page that says Crystal Barista, formerly Rock Pick Legend Company. Facebook is a good place for updates for the Crystal barista. And if you just like to look at pictures and kind of see everything that's going on mixed in with some updates, hit up The Crystal Barista on Instagram. You can find her at The Crystal Barista. Again, that's barista with one R, B-A-R-I-S-T-A, which I think is the only way to spell it. But we all know how much trouble I have with spelling. So make sure you go over and check out what The Crystal Barista has to offer and tell her that the Black Tower Podcast sent you.
You may have noticed we have some guests with us.
Oh, no, no. I got the intro. I worked on an intro for our COVID.
Yeah, Andrew. Josh, shut your
I was just
going to
say, you may notice
mouth.
We have some guests with us. Andrew.
Should we have been just shutting up this whole time?
Yeah, no, of course. You're fine.
Just we would have patiently told you. Waiting? Oh, fuck.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you've already seen them. You've already heard them, not only on our show, but on their show over on YouTube. It is my pleasure to introduce the positively prolific purveyors of puppetry perfection, The Way of the Leaf.
Yes! Positively?
Positively prolific purveyors of puppetry perfection.
Wonderful.
What is that, alliteration?
What's wonderful?
Like, whimsically worded words wafting in my
you're gonna hurt yourself, Ryan.
I found they were simply sexy syllables slipping seamlessly side
those are fun fucking fantastic
Asherman threatening to overthrow the theme of the I don't have anything else.
You gotta keep alliterating, come on.
The theme of the theremin.
We're gonna alliterate the entire show, guys, come on.
We're not doing that. That would hurt me so
I don't have that brain power.
The sloppy
I would so much rather be
the simple and silly suck faces.
Jesus Christ, Josh.
My brain is barred from barraging the
bountiful
surrendering,
surreptitiously
surrendering,
singing songs.
So our guests that are such
of salaciousness,
such purveyors.
As soon as we say puppets, they know who they are. They know.
Are there any others?
The Way of the Leaf.
Well, we did discuss that. Rafe may be a puppet,
right? You never know who's a puppet.
Your kindness.
Some of my best friends have been puppets all along, and I didn't know.
I see two fully individuated humans and three puppets of the man.
Your kindness is only surpassed by your exceptional facial hair, gentlemen.
We pride ourselves in being puppet allies. So you always have a home. At the Black
Tower. Are human allies, I think. Are we allies?
We think.
Did you introduce me as Brother Donatello?
Well, we haven't. Not yet. But you are Brother Donatello.
Brother Donatello.
And then we have Asha Manly Ryan. And you may recognize him from his exceptional chest hair.
Yes. And his drawn-on abs.
And his brilliantly drawn-on abs totally not fake.
The words. Abs. Drawn on his stomach.
What are you using that voice for?
Well, because
you adopted the epic voice. I was born in it, molded by it.
Oh, are we doing epic voices
tonight? I
didn't
hear a normal accent until I was already a man.
Wait, do you have something in your mouth? I can't understand you, Daniel.
In high chant.
Okay, just because it's high chant doesn't mean you have to be high.
That's what it is.
That's really it.
No, man. Yeah, no, yeah, Daniel, no. Guys, I've been to enough concerts. I know what high chant is. High chant goes, "Hey, man."
They only perform it at Grateful Dead concerts.
Hey, man.
And Fish. There's all kinds of concerts they're at. Yeah. And it's
okay.
Hey, and everything goes up at the end. Man.
Take a look on the
welcome, young ones.
Okay, bro.
Yeah, I've spoken high chant quite a few times at concerts myself.
Well, we're here. It's the Black Tower. It's the Leaf Brothers. and they are honorary Oshmanlies.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are the first, that's correct?
Right. Thank you. You are the first Oshmanlies. That is true.
First and only?
So far.
You were also the first honorary Oshiman as well.
Mm-hmm.
There have been a few additions.
Yep. We tried to test them to see if they could channel Sidine, but their hands caught on fire. It was apparently fire and puppets don't mix.
This feels way better than it should, guys. This feels awesome to me. That's what she said. And I want some dragon pins, goddammit.
What's funny is Dan said the same thing when I first told him, but he's on so many lewds, he just forgot it completely. Yeah. He's like, wow, we're all Shabonlies.
It's the only puppets. Join their only puppets.
It's like Memento with this guy.
Before further, I was asked for a beard update on from That's the true. Registered nerd. So for all of you listening at home who can't see the video right now, I actually got two new jobs within the last few weeks, one of which was not going to allow me to keep the beard. So I took it all off. I shaved it all off because I needed to do training with them. Well, the other job that I got, which is now my only job. Wait, hang on.
Only fans.
Heyo.
Is actually 100% fine with me having a beard, and therefore I am working it back up. It's about a week deep now.
It is beautiful.
Actually, didn't HR request you to grow the beard?
Black Tower HR did. Yes. Beige Aja.
Dan got a job at Bears R Us.
Did specifically say that I needed to bring the beard back.
HR Gar.
I am the beige gar. I am working on it. I should actually have the facial hair that actually looks good on me, or at least better than many other options, in about a week. So by the time we're done with Jordan Con, I should be back up to my old self.
Yeah. Which and is funny because I'm getting a beard trim and groom right before Ooh. I fly out. So Ooh. My beard is going to be on fleek for Jordan
Con. Pay attention to that, because as you are listening to this episode, it is the morning and at least two of us are knee deep and elbow deep in the opening ceremonies of Jordan Con because we're going to swap around our release schedule.
Sounds kinky.
Yeah, and we're going to release this episode with The Way of the Leaf on the morning of JordanCon this Friday. So, patrons, you might get like a day and a half of early access for this episode. we just couldn't resist the temptation to put our puppetry.
It's too good of an episode to pass up on.
Yeah. So, with all that being said, before we get too far into the nitty-gritty topic of this here committee, we have a spoiler warning that is much in line with much of our conversation leading up to this point. I present to you, courtesy of one of our fantastic patrons and a fellow content creator, the Gleeman.
Let's go!
A spoiler warning that will definitely satisfy your tainty heart.
I am so happy right now.
The Black Tower stands fully erect.
When the tower is bulging at full erectness, you must protect yourself from tainty spoilers.
Your spoiler condom must cover the immense girthiness of all 14 books of Robert Jordan's The Wheel of Time.
With an itty-bitty tip at the top for the prequel New Spring.
If your condom is too small, you will get tainty spoilages all up in your eye!
Or...
You have been warned.
Don't get spoiled.
Guys.
That's just...
Guys, I my PSA for today is to avoid tainty spoilages.
Yeah, is in that your one of the, eyes. Wait, all up in your eye. Save that for the life lesson discussion, Dan.
Anywhere.
Yeah, life lesson number one, avoid tainty spoilages. I recommend
avoiding tainty spoilages in the eyeballs, definitely. Yeah. But also the nose and in the mouth. Those are also not good. Just
keep it away from all orifices.
Yeah.
Wait. Then there'd be no
the spoilers.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, I see.
No, non-spoiler jizz is what you want to get in there, because that makes the best babies.
Oh, I don't know. I drink pineapple juice, so it's not tainty.
Well, there you go. That's,
since you're a puppet, part. Does it like come out like yarn, like string?
Oh, stop! Oh, okay, no! Okay, no!
Next episode, we will be discussing the Wheel of Time.
What's this?
Like, how you, like a Mr. Bell episode? Red puppet physiology.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Tonight's episode, we will be discussing concepts and precepts and items and instances all the way through the fullness of the series. It will be in all of the books. And
funnier is, I think somebody came into the live recording just as I was saying that.
Well, yes, yes. So let me welcome Ace Cards, our friend Village Mattress, who just joined so he can watch.
Oh, hell yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, and thank you for your patronage.
I hope your first listen, the first thing you heard when you joined, was well worth it.
So tonight we will be discussing different concepts. As I said, concepts, precepts, and intercepts from the show. But basically, gleaning and surmising the wisdom, the life nuggets of wisdom, the wisdom nuggetry that Robert Jordan is passing on to us. What can we learn from the Wheel of Time?
And what, now we're going over to life to find lessons out what we learned today.
Did angsty teen Josh learn while he was reading A Path of Daggers?
I don't know, Josh. The only person who could tell us that would be Josh.
Give up and cry. Just give up and cry. Find yourself in a corner.
All right, and thanks, guys, for joining in. Bye.
That is all right, the wisdom we need.
Now that the episode is done, we'd like to
what did you learn from this week's episode of The Black Tower? Just give up and cry.
Just we just want to know what kinds of things, as you were reading through the books, you know, maybe this is a thing you could put, you know, the first time you read through, you know, different bits that really kind of helped you, gave you a little bit of a purpose. And then, you know, 10 years later when the series is done and you read through again, or maybe on your 10th reread when you're still learning new things, like how many toes Avienda had at the end of the series is not the same number of toes she had at the beginning of the series.
Wait, what?
She has, that, she
did
has
you learn
too much toe
in the stories that helped you in your life?
Yeah, I think, though, at the beginning of the story, she had a serious lack of toe. By the middle of the series, she has acquired much toe. And then by the end of the series, she has lost many of the toe.
She did lose some toes.
Well, yeah. I got one for you.
Okay, hit us, Andrew.
Growing up.
Hit me with your life lesson.
Growing up, and I'm not saying that this is right or anything, but
guys, this you're being very rude right now, Andrew.
I'm sorry, Pat Benatar.
You saw how used to it. I am. I just keep talking anyway.
Gentlemen will be silent while Andrew has the floor.
Brother Dan's being assaulted by a mysterious hand.
Attack on Titans.
I got a voice.
Okay.
But so growing up, the way my parents kind of taught me to look at bullying was kind of you can take it, and if they're bothering you, they're not bothering somebody else that maybe cannot take it. And though I'm incredibly anti-bullying, see our appearance on the Cyber Smile fundraiser where we did nothing about Wheel of Time and just shaved. It was a unique perspective.
It was a vibe
that I appreciated much more later on. It's a bit of a kind of honor, an honor in suffering for the right reasons kind of thing. And for me, that kind of mentality got super reinforced by the series by Rand, because he does a lot of suffering that, at least from his point of view, is for a very justifiable reason. It's for a very honorable reason. Many times it can be seen as detrimental to the series, but for him, it's all coming from a good place. So, that being said, my nugget of wisdom for that is that suffering doesn't always have to be miserable, that there can be a good motive and a good reason behind it. It can be, you can be very honorable in your suffering.
I like that.
Which I think is very much I like that.
Yes. There is much G in that, as it were.
And no, those who bully others have much toe.
My toes are beautiful.
They are beautiful.
I think that's an amazing point, Andrew. And if we think about like what Rand has to go through to kind of ascend, right? There's a lot of religious factions who believe that it is only through corporal like suffering that you could transcend like bodily needs and get to like godhood. There's many religious sects that flog themselves, do like many months of fasting, like all the extremes are out there for, and people are just around the world trying to achieve greatness through asceticism of the highest order. And I think like there is something to be said about like having, you know, I don't think like our buddy Rand like chose necessarily like he didn't want to like go through all that bullshit, but he had the fortitude and the resiliencies to go through it. But in the end though, like he was able to transcend. And I think that there's something to be said about like how we, you know, deal with like the vagaries of life. And are we going to allow that to diminish us, or are we going to transcend through what we have to suffer through just the bare existence, basically?
Yeah, and you see it in a lot of places.
I absolutely like that.
Machiavelli wrote that you can't see the valley unless you stand on the mountain, and you can't see the mountain unless you stand in the valley. You have the age-old military expression of embrace the suck, that kind of thing. So
it's kind of a like, thing, though.
I mean, I think that was said in the shower a little bit too much also, though.
I heard
don't drop the soap and embrace suck.
Embrace the suck.
And I have very different types of showers, my friend.
Close your eyes, embrace the suck.
I feel like mine, so we're good.
Go ahead, brother.
I will jump on what Ryan is saying in regards to Rand. What we can learn from Rand, in my eyes, is that ultimate power does not mean that you will not fail. And there are absolutely times where he fails and he is forced to reflect upon that failure or that lack of, I'll stick with fail. Rand does fail.
Not a failure, it's just a lack of success.
Yeah. Fake.
learn to fail upwards. My whole life I've been failing upwards.
And he does, I mean, he does beat his own ass up about it. He has this list of women that he flogs himself with nightly in his dreams, and he does not let this responsibility go to an unhealthy level. However, we as the readers say, Rand, you need to move on. You need to accept that this is a failure that will happen in your position of power. You can't embrace all these individual things. So we accept it more than Rand. You know, as we're reading it, we're like, come on, dude. Come on.
Bruh.
Dude, we understand. And so that's what I would say.
How do you not have our perspective reading this story about you? God dummy, damn it.
Dummy.
We know everything. God.
So that I would say in regards to Rand, what I've learned most, I wouldn't say most, but is, to contribute to this conversation, is that you need to fail at times, and they are learning opportunities. They are ways to grow instead of supposedly anchors or these ball and chain that Rand kind of carries around with them. We as the reader sees that he is doing it wrong. And that is a lesson perhaps that, you know, in recognizing that he is struggling through that himself.
I like it.
I really like that, you know, these are two very big facets that a lot of people sort of, I feel like they gloss over in life a lot. Failure is a part of the journey. Failure is a part of mastery. And, you know, there's that meme that goes around and says, what's the difference between the master and the novice? And it's because the master has failed
more times than the novice has ever even tried.
It's like we finish each other's sentences.
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches. That's what I was going to say.
Sexual escapades.
And then to be there and to take responsibility and to take upon a mantle of suffering for the sake of others. I think these are two very, very, very powerful aspects of specifically of Rand's journey, but also Perrin's journey.
Journey, everybody's.
Matt's journey, everybody in these series. And this is one of the reasons I love it so much is you get these Gawain's journey. I mean, they're very flawed people.
You do not have infallible people. You're right.
Yes. They're very flawed people. And they are people who are doing their best. Does it infuriate us at times? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and I was going to say that I think that that's the most part of Moraine's journey, if you actually look at it, because she has to hang out with Matt and Perrin and Rand for a long time. And that is suffering no one should have to bear.
Yeah.
And it is only for a greater purpose that she actually does it and doesn't just murder every single one of them, because holy shit, those boys are obnoxious.
Well, and her journey is a journey of failure as well.
Don't do it. Don't kill him.
But Moraine is great about responding and rebounding from her own failures.
Yeah,
she'll
exactly.
be like, I did not expect this. I was not anticipating this. This was something that and she's troubled by things, but she adapts.
Well, and I think, I mean, one of my favorite quotes goes back to what Josh was talking about the master and the novice and whatnot is, that a failure isn't actually a failure if you learned something. Like, yeah, right. You didn't actually get your goal, but in the famous words of Thomas Edison, who was kind of a piece of shit, but was actually a brilliant piece of shit, he didn't find 10,000 failures. He found 10,000 ways of not building a light bulb. And he only ever needed one. And we still fucking use them to this day. Yeah. So, like, again, did he actually fail 10,000 times? Or did he succeed in figuring out a light bulb once?
Exactly.
Right.
And, yep. You know, Bruce Lee once said, mistakes are always forgivable if you have the courage to admit them.
Yes.
And this is what makes Moraine such a powerful character, because in the series, she does make mistakes. She is fallible. She's just as flawed and fallible as the rest of the characters in the series, with one exception. She has the ability to look at it and go, okay, I fucked up. This time I'm going to do this. I'm going to fix it. We're going to make it better. And she is always there. Doesn't matter how dark things get, how far down she is. She's
no
right
one
there.
Is
goes,
so gone to the shadow that they cannot be brought back. And no situation says, you know, is so gone to the shadow that it can't be brought back.
Okay, Josh, but then to your point, my second thing that I would say we've learned is that knowledge is power, and communication, it beats hiding shit. And Moraine does not learn this at all.
Which we've discussed as one of the big flaws of the White Tower is their scheming and compartmentalizing their own intel and their own way forward. They cripple themselves. They hamstring themselves because
right. And yeah, Rand, go ahead, Ryan.
No, I mean you learn in a New Spring that the different objects have weaves that are hidden from each other.
Yeah, yeah, they have hidden weaves. You're right. Yeah.
No, you learn that in the main series, that even, like, again, Moraine talks about going ahead and having discovered her talent for listening.
Yep.
And she keeps it very much a secret. Partially because, again, I mean, if you tell everybody that you have this, you know, ability to listen,
they're gonna sit
there and be like, how many fucking conversations have you listened?
Yeah, but Edward, if you look, and Edward Snowden is like, "Hey guys, Moraine is."
Yeah. Edward, and we're like, "Throw him in jail, Pater." Pater Snowden.
Hi, I'm Moraine Damager. How about you have a seat,
Pater Snowden?
But Rand is right to not really trust Moraine because she does not handle things as well as she should have. And most of it is based on communication. He's left dangling on a string, and he's like, well, fuck this. I want to cut the string, and I don't even want your healing anymore. You're a bad person, which was a reaction to her actions. She kind of just, you know, ghosted him. And he's like, well, fuck, I thought we had a thing. Where's my DMs?
Oh, ouch.
Well,
I like it. Honestly, like it. Communication is key, is like probably the biggest lesson that we can all learn from Wheel of Time. It's also kind of low hanging fruit, which is why I'm glad that A, you chose it as your second one, but B, it still got said, because like, holy fucking shit. I'm glad that A,
compliment.
Pulled out a better one. And also there is no other lesson you should take from this series. Like, honestly, communication is key is the only thing you should fucking take from Wheel of Time. You get anything else, it's just a bonus. Like,
what's the meme, right? Where it's like Anakin standing before the council, you know, he's like, you know, I wish to be a Jedi Master. And they go, cool, we welcome you to the ranks of the Jedi Master. Directed by Riley.
Council.
And it's like, that's it. I feel like the Wheel of Time would be like ended in book one if Moraine was like, one of you are the Dragon Reborn, and we need to go and make sure that the world doesn't die.
And cool. By the way, it's probably you know, that looks like the IEL.
Right?
Hey, guys.
No, it's the guy who doesn't look
probably
like
you.
Anyone love, else here.
I love the idea of that, Josh, but I do also love how she stands there after he like knows he is and is like, you're the Dragon Reborn. You know that, right? And he's like, no, don't say things like that. Stop it.
That is not funny.
So says you.
That you take that back funny. Right now. You take that back.
What were you saying, Ryan?
Oh, I was going to say, maybe I'll remember what I was going to say.
All these cats started running around.
Like, and I'm a rocking chair, and these are long-tailed cats. I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, okay, sorry, Brother Ryan. Asha Manly Ryan.
I will remember.
I will say one of the things that I learned, or one of the things that I took for the show, is that
thief.
Things are going to happen. Things are going to happen in your life. And, you know, one of the things, listening to the audiobooks, Robert Jordan talks about the nature of prophecy and nature of the savior or the prophesized one, where, you know, you come up to someone, you say, you're going to be the savior of the world. And he says he always had a problem in movies when people would go, cool.
Yeah, dun, you know, dun, dun.
He says he thought there was a lot more self-interest involved, where people would be like, yeah, okay, cool. And I feel like all of us were not destined to save the world. I
mean, you say, you crazy Massima.
Josh, hey, if you're not fighting, you're complicit.
Hey, but hey, wow. Pick a side. Pick a side, would you?
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Okay, this moment has been brought to you by the Dropkick Murphys.
Nope.
One of the lessons that I picked up was that life is going to happen whether you want it to or not. You don't have control over what other people are going to do. And we learn this in Kyrian especially.
other people are going to make judgments and decisions based on what you do. If I do this, if I walk into a tavern and I go, they're going to read 15 volumes into my facial expression just now, and I have no say or control over that.
Well, I mean, if you suck at Deus Tamar.
Well, I mean.
Or if you don't know the leaves for compulsion.
Well, so have you ever considered, like, the scene that Rand did where he walks out, he whips out those two parchments, one from
King
and one from Talmud, and he just looks at them and nods and goes, okay, and leaves, and then hears people talking. I mean, can you imagine that whole scene working out? Like, Rand being like...
Severe in armor.
No. Remember,
okay, bye.
Because, like, I love the people in the common room versus the people out on the street, yeah. Where he gets the two letters, and one's from King Galdrian, and the other one's from Barthanas.
Oh, Barthanas. Yeah, that's right, man.
Goes ahead and he picks up the two letters and he goes, into the fire with you. And Huron goes, and Huron grabs his arm and goes, I swear to Jesus.
Under the light and by my hope of rebirth. If you burn those scrolls.
I swear to the dragon reborn that if you throw those into the fire, you are going to start a shit storm.
I swear to
not fucking
so I swear to you.
No, Lord. No, Lord.
No. In the new spring, Moraine gets several invitations to parties before her acceptance to Aesidaism, and she throws those in the fire herself.
Yep.
She also makes the same.
But it's weird that like time is like cyclical, and like people make the same mistakes over and over again.
And the point being, as we progress through life, we can make decisions now that will help us later on in life.
Yep.
Now, they try to teach us this concept with high school. Oh, you got to get good grades. If you don't get good grades in high school, you'll never get a job.
Get good, Scrub.
That's a lie.
What?
That is a lie.
I was on student council.
Scrubs was already a good show. What are you talking about?
About your high school grades. Nobody will ever say... We would like to hire you, but first, what was your high school GPA? That's never going to happen.
Yep.
Ever.
What
they're trying to teach you is that if you work hard, you will build habits that will help you in your professional life. But they don't say that.
Take this.
They say, get
it'll help grades. You on your journey. It's dangerous to go alone.
We had a teacher that used the phrase academic death. If you do not do something, this is academic death. And this is when we were juniors in high school.
What a terrifying phrase to hear as a junior.
Yes.
My teacher just kept telling me to take my hands out of my pants.
They're like, Brian, stop. Stop scratching.
He was the teacher at the time, which was
good when I itch.
Why did you have pants on? Just lose the bottom half. Why were you walking around with all that baggage?
I've learned.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
I've learned since. Pants are just a gateway to probation.
The important thing here is that the lesson that I learned when reading these books is that you get a lot of situations that you have no control over. Things that you can't control what other people are going to do. And so you have to make the best of it that you can and move on. You know, almost a damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead type scenario.
Is this what it's like working with the Black Tower your folks here, Josh? Are you telling us what it's really like
damn
to be in this?
Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. Right. All the time.
Just can't control what they're going to do.
All day, every day, buddy.
I'm feeling
all
you,
day,
Josh.
Every day.
So is it that the whole duty is a mountain thing, Josh?
It is. It is. And I loved when Lon said that because it made me happy in my life. Because, you know, as an angsty teenager, you know, you're always like, maybe I should just die. The world would be better. And then when Lon's like,
well, maybe I should just should just not be alive.
She's an old maid.
Joseph.
Mary, don't you know me?
Well, you look like the kind of guardian angel I'd get.
I'm going to scream and faint.
Yes, perfect.
Sam.
You know, reacting to those situations and keeping on your toes, quick thinking, you know, those kinds of things, like critical thinking. Those are things I learned from these books, because it didn't matter which character it was. You could see characters like Rand making stupid mistakes, like Gawain making stupid mistakes, and never
Gawain doesn't require critical thinking. That's why he's so bad.
But that's my point exactly. Even Elaine, it takes her so long to start learning from her mistakes.
Will kill the does person she ever who puts them on.
I think she does eventually.
She does. Owen, if you put the rings on, you're going to die. Shiny ring.
Hold my beer.
Wait, if I put one ring on, I will die? Better put on five just to make sure.
Hey, challenge accepted.
Like olives at Thanksgiving.
To be fair. If I was in that situation and somebody was like, hey, Daniel, if you put one of those rings on, you're going to die. I'd be like, then five of them's not going to change.
Right.
I mean, okay, that's fair point.
Wait, how many do we have? We have 10? Holy shit. Let's go.
Let's load the fuck up. Let's take an infinity gauntlet of fluttering
knives. I'm a Hulk out, man. Let's do it.
Indeed. All right, Ryan. What is your life lesson that we can take from the Wheel of Time?
My life lesson that I want to take from the Wheel of Time is balance. I think that...
Balance not just for karate. Balance for whole life.
Well, yeah, exactly. Balance in every aspect of an individual's, you know, being. So how are we going to get better? We can achieve balance. I feel like tonight I have offered you fuckers the highest brow humor and the lowest brow humor, and I've completed the balance. I'm come full circle. I'm gonna go into the Dharma pose, and I'm gonna transcend. I'm gonna level up before your eyes. I'm gonna become a Charizard and to a Charmander. If that's
you are the flame and the fang.
I'm the yeah. So I mean, yeah. So yeah, I think for me, in my second reread, it's been all about balance.
I love it. Nice. I love it. And you see the characters who are more imbalanced are more successful or have less tribulation and trial throughout the series.
Yeah, all those gymnasts and Valen Lucas. They're great. They have so much.
They're great. They're happy.
So balanced. Oh my god, they're so happy.
So many layers.
Definitely. Dude, every time
or anything like that.
That one time that Elaine walks on the rope without the power helping her, like fucking the happiest she's ever fucking been. I tell you what.
The second closest Nynaeve has ever been to a heart attack.
The first was when she got over her block, right?
I mean,
the block. I mean,
did she really ever get over that?
Yeah, she did.
Dan and I have like, really wondered what it would be like to be like Nynaeve and Lan's child.
Either live long enough to overcome your block, or you die submerged in half a boat.
Yeah, Daniel's feeling it.
So my teacher was upset.
You
with
just
me.
Fucking see Lan and Nynaeve's kid, and it's like bottle it all up. Bottle it all up.
Everything. Yes, sir.
No, no. Here's what it would
right in
be.
Your fucking bottle heart. Rocket. It's never going to explode. It's never going to boom.
Yeah, it turns into a fucking Ramsay Bolton.
And then Malkier dies for a third time.
No, what I would think, Daniel, on the contrary, is that the kids would be pretty well adjusted, but they would show up like they're 8 years old. They come home and Nynaeve was like, hey, how was school? And she's like, oh, you know what? The teacher actually put me in the corner because she said I was talking to my friend and I passed a note, but I didn't do it.
And then Nynaeve goes, nobody puts baby in a corner.
Yes.
Straight down the
yes.
School.
Nynaeve goes and talks to the principal.
Miss Piggy.
Yeah. Yeah. Angry. Yeah. And
balance is a good one. balance, because I mean the whole damn story is all about balance. The light and the dark and the good and the creator and yes. the dark one and the whole
the village thing council and the wisdom circle or whatever.
The women's circle. Absolutely. Although I feel like my hair is getting long enough. Can I put it in a braid?
Please.
Definitely please. With that attitude. Let's do it. Let's go.
See ya. I'm going to put it right in a braid right now.
You know, to so piggyback can, off of balance.
You just said piggyback.
I'm Balance? Sure.
Yep, that's exactly why I said it. collaboration. The greatest works of human history in the Wheel of Time were done when male and female channelers collaborated. Sidene is cleansed by the collaboration of male and female channelers. The entirety of humanity is saved by the collaboration of the nations and male and female channelers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else happens when you collaborate?
You bring puppets onto your show and they elevate the level of your show to a level henceforth not known.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Bingo.
You challenged the depths of your soul?
Except for the last time we had the puppets on.
when it had to become a two-part episode?
We enjoy your felty goodness.
We did do two episodes.
Yeah, we were like, we're just going to have to stop this talking.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of our episodes are just chaos at this point. Which is, here we go. Here's my braid. I'm a woman in the women's circle.
There you go. No. Be angry.
Be angry.
Oh, tug it.
For a moment when he pulls too hard and all of his
All right, Andrew, off. Braid your beard.
All right.
I couldn't do a braid
so
to save my life.
Angry.
We'll do that at JordanCon. I'll let Josh braid my beard since he's so scared.
I will. I'm going to braid the hell out of his beard now.
Dude, get
Can you do a fish braid?
Beard cornrows?
Oh, I can kind of do a French braid. Little bit.
Fish braid, the old-fashioned fish braid.
Oh yeah,
I don't know what a fish braid is.
Sexy, it's sexy braid, man. I don't know what
braiding is. Not one of the lessons I learned in the Wheel of Time, but I tell you another lesson I did learn.
Yeah. Oh please.
Oh, what a segue!
That's amazing.
I know, right?
Pro, what a pro.
Was there a lesson?
One of the other lessons I learned was I loved the idea of Giotto. And I always felt like owning up to your mistakes.
You mean karma?
That's what I always said we've already every learned... time my ex took off her socks. Giotto!
Guys, this is a really fun episode. Next week, join Josh and I as we do our own.
Guys, comedy's hard. Guys, tip your waitresses. Yeah.
Good thing you guys are editing.
That's for damn sure. No, I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh
yeah, when Andrew told me this was an edited show, I was like, really?
You guys edit? So we get the scene where Egwene approaches the wise ones and tells them she's been lying to them. And this scene scared the hell out of me as a child. As a teenager, reading these passages, it terrified the hell out of me because I was like, I can't identify with that. Like, I didn't have the ability to understand why she would do that. Like, she got away with it. She could have just left.
Yep.
Why is she doing that? And it took it. And then I'm kind of bearing a piece of my soul here, but it took years for me to understand how, not only how difficult that is to do, is to look at your own life and say, yeah, I fucked up. I got away with it. But well, I fucked up. And
what was the motto?
Need to come clean.
What was the motto when you were junior enlisted? Deny until you die.
Right. Bury.
Yeah.
E4 Mafia spills your secrets. Deep.
Wait, Josh, that's amazing. Thank you for admitting all that. I imagine like awesome. If this was like a more personal medium, you have stories that basically would say, this is when I change and this is why, but we don't got to go there.
Oh, I've got stories.
Those stories can be found at our Only Truth account.
You don't know.
Our secret public journal.
Yeah.
No, but it was a very powerful moment to me because Egwene, first of all, was doing something that scared the hell out of me, as I talked about. Second of all, was doing something I did not understand. And third of all, was doing something that even in the face of those first two conditions that I did not understand and was scary to me, I knew was necessary for
and
her
was right
to do that thing. Yeah, it was necessary and correct. It was the right thing to do. And God, it was a really difficult thing for me to wrap my head around as a younger person and even partially into my adult life.
Well,
her do that was just, it was beautiful. And I still think about that to this day. Yeah, I could do something and I could probably get away with it, but that's not the way I want to live my life. I want to live my life with honor. I want to represent, you know, my brothers here at the Black Tower Podcast with honor and with grace. I want to represent my friends, the people that I've met throughout the Wheel of Time. I want to represent them with honor, and I want them to know that, you know, hey, if I come to the Black Tower Podcast, if I come to their Discord or their forums or anything like that, I want to know that I'm dealing with people who are honest and honorable.
People, and, yeah.
That's
Or puppets. Yeah. I will say I have adapted that to my own life as well. I do. I have kids. I have a litter.
A brood.
I got a brood. I got a pod. A murder of kids. And when I
it's not a phrase you should say.
That's the new thing. It's a murder of crows and a murder of kids.
I got a cacophony of children. Yeah. So when sometimes I have to react, and sometimes I'm not proud of my reactions. I mean, I'm not a physical guy, but I will raise my voice and whatnot. And I've learned the power of going and apologizing and talking calmly afterwards, but saying, "Hey, man, I really didn't mean." I should not have done that. And just opening up myself, which the Wheel of Time generally does not advocate, especially the Two Rivers, does not advocate that sort of opening your soul and admitting wrong. Most of the Two Rivers folks are afraid of being laughed at.
Dennis, it sounds like you're relating to Moraine.
The White Tower especially. I mean, like, again, they do a lot right, so I don't want to, like, rag on them too hard, but again, the idea that someone might have an idea that goes against tradition, that goes against the way it's been done for hundreds of years, gentling and stilling can't be healed. The taint can never be removed. If you mess with Teron Greal, you will get yourself killed. Like, there are just so many rules, and a lot of them are there for a good reason.
Treating novices and accepted like shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't fuck around with the Angreal you don't already understand.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
You will die.
Yeah. It just, you know where all of those rules come from, just like your kids know where all of your rules come from to a certain extent of, okay, well, my mom and my dad are actually looking out for me, but I don't like this one, so I'm not going to follow it. And then when you don't follow it and your dad yells at you.
Right. Right.
Like, which dads are apt to do. Everyone in chat, right? I don't want a trigger warning, but dads will yell and we all have to deal with
that. Yeah, I mean, dads get upset. We're like, hey,
parents will get upset.
Parents will get upset.
And if your parents never get upset at you, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not doing something right. Yeah.
It's a funny thing to say, but it's also true. If you as a child never get scolded or yelled at by your parents, something's not right.
Yes.
Because children,
because you did not never make a mistake and they were never perfectly responding, therefore something else was wonky.
Yeah. I mean, to get personal again, we've since rectified, and I love my parents and my dad to death, and he was never physical, but there was a lot of things that my dad said to me growing up that I won't repeat, because if I said it and you ever met my dad, you'd probably punch him straight in the throat. But stuff that we talked about later on, and we rectified and stuff, but that stuff still sits back. There's things
when you speak out of anger, you can't take back what you say. Once you say it, it's out there. True. So learning restraint and at the very least the ability to admit that you were wrong and apologize is a massive thing. And stereotypically, at least in the southern U.S., because that's all I can speak from, that is something that is not a tenet of you know, cis maleness, I guess.
Sure, sure. I mean, when you, it's natural to vent, but when you're venting at the person that caused you offense, it is then scolding and it leaves marks. And so I've learned to lessen my scolding and vent elsewhere and be like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like,
like, all right, so brother Dan, tell us all about your shitty kids. But,
I'm literally
your shitty murder of kids. Tell us all the awful things that they do.
Go ahead, Ryan.
All right. They should get out of prison pretty soon. Okay, and cool. They'll be on the show. You're going to like them. They're like, they have face tattoos.
So many Wheel of Time tattoos.
Are they
on the face? Just people?
It's on the face.
Totally. Wheel of Time on the face.
You know,
brother Dan, I can't wait for you to show all these life lessons towards how you deal with me.
Oh, Ryan, I don't deal with you at all. I embrace you.
Okay.
I just piggyback. You're my Bella. You're my Bella, Ryan.
Welcome to the Jerry Springer section of the Black Shower Podcast.
Leave cast.
These guys.
I feel like
Hold me back.
As a really good sort of segue on this is, you know, when it comes to parenting, you've got Tam.
Tam, whatever they're gonna say,
but you know,
Timmy
literally picks up a
child
off the side of a mountain and says, "Okay, I don't want you to die. I'm gonna take care
of you." Buy that story, Josh?
Look at him.
I do.
This is my boy.
You buy that story? You think that he just like happened to wander up the side of a mountain and found a fucking baby? I don't think he happened to wander.
I think he woke up from a battle. He was like, oh shit, what happened? Oh, I got cut and now I need to stop the bleeding. What? Why is there
and
a baby?
And then he picked up a baby and he held it to his wound to put pressure on
the baby.
And then he felt responsible for the baby when it wasn't dead when he got to the bottom.
I gotta swaddle wound.
That's okay, the let's talk about that. Rand has just red hair. Oh my God.
it would actually be a really great bandaging. Okay. If you've got a wound, you need to keep it dry and you need to keep it warm. So you get some cloth, put it on there, put the baby right there, wrap the baby in the cloth. Now the baby's warm.
All right, guys.
And
so
the wound is stone.
Cut by a sword. Find yourself a baby immediately. What you're going to do with that baby, is you're just going to chop the umbilical cord right there. Right there. Just get it done. Get it going. It's going to do you.
You
no
can
good
use your
point.
Teeth. It's a little rubbery, but you can do it.
Just take the baby and put it right on there with the head. Just like right there, because redheaded babies are sought after. So go ahead and
put the soft spot on your soft spot.
This has been Child Care 101 with the Black Terror Podcast.
My question.
And we have to leave.
Has anyone here? I'm
nursing for my wound. His first meal is my blood.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Ryan, what were you saying?
All right, you know.
I went to murder children.
Sorry, Ryan. Go ahead.
I forgot.
No, Ryan, don't go ahead.
Don't go ahead. Brother Dan, keep going.
No, everybody's grounded.
So the baby's nursing on the wound, suckling on Tam's wound. Tam has a rib wound. He's bleeding profusely. The saliva from the baby actually heals Tam's wound. That's the only way that he survives. And Tam's blood is the only way that Ram survives. It's a symbiotic, gross-ass shit.
All right, no, here's my bold statement. Tam fucking killed Tigraine.
took the baby out of her belly.
Oh, he's like, knew, my wife needs a baby.
Knew the prophecy, knew what was going on, and has been like preparing his whole life to get that baby and steal it. Still ran away to a small village and raise him in anonymity.
Maybe Malkyrie Rob was right. Maybe Tam is evil. Holy shit.
It could yes. be.
You take that back.
No. These are not evil gestures.
Out your mouth.
No, first off, why would a woman be in? Are we really believing that the ale women, they do say they battle as they are pregnant? Are they fucking 9 months pregnant? Are we believing this? Are we believing that yes. there's a 9 month no, pregnant
I thought
woman?
I thought once they were with child, they weren't supposed to battle.
Well, no, yeah, that was the thing. Is also, Tigraine,
but Tigraine was like, "Fuck it, I don't have to force
her way into it." Crazy, like a fully.
But also, how long did the Aiel war last? If she goes in 3 months pregnant and the war lasts 6 months, like again, I'm not saying that she'd be encouraged to be on the battlefield at 9 months pregnant, but also. Like when you're fighting a war, shit happens.
My wife was when she was 9 months my pregnant. Wife. She would pee when she would sneeze.
Yep, I pee when I sneeze.
I'll bet she could still stab you in the face with a spear.
She could not fight a war.
All right, everyone in chat, if you've ever experienced peeing while sneezing, I'm sorry. Please
in
tell
what
the Black Tower podcast.
Does peeing when you sneeze make you not eligible for battle? Like, what the fuck?
Also,
you pee when you sneeze.
Corollary, Daniel, it's
corollary. You get tracked by urine. Come on.
I mean, Steve, like urinating to be fair, peeing on yourself is a tantamount of being a sniper, so.
No, I've never bought that story. I believe either A, Tam fucking killed Tigraine, or Tigraine was like, here, take this baby. And then Tigraine walked off, and Tam's been in his mind, be like, yeah, like, she died. It's all good.
So,
I think Tigraine's alive.
Is
like
Tigraine
Prince and Weird Al.
Is she Nakomi?
I've thought that.
No, Nakomi is
no, I've definitely thought that. I've definitely 100% thought that Tigraine is Nakomi. 100%.
If she survived, there's no reason to not believe she's not Nakomi.
That is an interesting headcanon.
Well, how much suffering did Bran have to go through, and how much suffering did Tigraine go through?
At all.
I mean, if we're talking about. To be fair,
you see
Bella die, but according to the companions, she is very much alive. So even though the books tell you that Tigraine died,
she's
the
creator.
No, he was in a fever dream, bro. Fever dream.
Bella's the creator.
We can't believe anything he says in the fever dream. He's like, oh, she was dead. I found the baby. Yeah, maybe she was. Like, you're in a fever fucking dream.
Well, he said, yeah, she had
a coma.
Maybe they did rock, scissor, papers, and he lost and got the baby.
Maybe. Ryan, I'm with you. Maybe she gave birth, and she was wounded, and Tam killed her. And he's like, she died. I don't know why they have pregnant people, but there was the baby.
Yeah, it was savages.
It's not. Okay, let's talk about Tam in his younger years, though. It's not entirely outside the realm of the possibility.
Right. The Black Veiled Aiel are the
you don't
badass
get to be
motherfuckers.
The wise.
Guys, remember.
Amazing Tam without making any mistakes.
Well, and Tam in the Raven prologue is literally telling a group of children the dragon prophecy, right?
Right.
Why are we not assuming that Tam is not, like, he's telling this fucking story like a goddamn Gleeman. Why are we not assuming that he's not been, like, driven by that story the entire time? We are told that he left Emmonsfield to, quote-unquote, seek adventure. Does Tam seem like a guy who wants to seek adventure?
Exactly.
He's a driven motherfucker. He's like the most. He's the most
like a guy.
No,
who
he's
would
a.
Seek adventure.
He's not flippant.
No. He's
those can't make the best apple brandy and be a flippant motherfucker.
Things. Those are two completely different things. Flippant and leaving the two rivers to find your fortune are two completely different.
All right, right on.
All right, good point. Yeah. I'm out of my britches, but yeah, I don't have britches.
where we're talking about life lessons in this, in the Wheel of Time.
Thank you, Josh.
It would be unfair to assume that Tam, that we know from Eye of the World who was prudent, temperate, smart, and wise to be the same Tam that we saw in flashbacks who fought at the Blood Snows, who found a child on the mount, on the slopes of Dragonmount. It's he could not and is not the same person that we meet in the Eye of the World, because he learns about fatherhood. He learns about, you know, I'm sure he made mistakes with Rand.
Loki is not the same in Endgame or in Infinity Wars as he is.
So, yeah, ages.
Deep cut. He's but
definitely not the same in Endgame. I'll give you that one.
Josh, you don't believe that, like, throughout Rand's life, Tam did not believe at any step that he might have the Dragon Reborn as his baby?
Of course not. You absolutely do not think that ever.
I would beg to differ, and I will beg harder.
I mean, Ryan thinks that Tam Althor murdered Cary Althor just to protect the dragon.
Holy shit.
No, I'm just Ryan, kidding. What is I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
So he never took a wife.
We shall not tolerate this slander.
Well, he did marry
him. Wait. Let's get into it. He taught Rand the one skill he needed to access the one power. Is that a fucking coincidence?
Yes.
Because
he uses it for archery. He's not a channeler.
He utilizes it himself. And when Rand talks about the flame in the void, Lan also says, I see you've been trained.
Who?
Yeah,
Lan.
Right,
a warder.
It's canon. The warder. It's Conan now.
I'm from the Midwest. It's land.
It's a negative.
Yeah. We're
Lawn is Conan now. Okay, guys.
You want to hear your options?
And also, there's going to be loads of GIFs.
I believe that.
Okay, Mr. McElwan.
I believe that Lan, but also like, hey, is there a life lesson here? Like Lan's, I believe that Lan, I'm not lying. I mean, Tam fucking saved the world. Tam knew.
Yes.
Tam specifically himself is the father of all time. He's a savior of all time.
So what's a life lesson we can learn from what Tam did, Ryan?
Well, if you think you have a special child, take that child away from society. Homeschool it. Don't let it on the internet. Don't let it see television. Teach him lessons like how to lift a cow and how to utter a moose. And like that's how you raise
how to utter a moose. Born.
Utter a moose. Yep. What? Yep. Andrew, what?
It's not a phrase I've ever heard in my life.
No, what's the problem with that?
You do better.
But
you know what?
Because of what you just said, we have our second ever winner of the Triple Broken Crown. Congratulations, Ryan.
Congratulations, Ryan.
It's close enough.
I was not broken.
Broken doesn't always mean laughing maniacally.
Ryan, I think you get a pin that doesn't exist.
I hope so.
I think you're going to have to try harder than that if you want to actually get that title, Ryan.
My
abs are already got a great workout tonight. So
did you draw them on like Ryan?
Guys,
abs?
I think another aspect we should point out is there is literally a character named Loyal. And
loyal as fuck.
Loyalty is a
is he major or is he drawn theme. By destiny?
No. He's like, hey, Rand, wherever both. You're going, I'm going to run or die, Ryan. Baby.
Balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about loyal and balance. This would be a great discussion.
Maybe loyal is a symbolism for RJ's desire to write, because loyal follows the story. He follows what is interesting, what he's going to be able to write about, what is going to become part of history, so he can write about it. So maybe loyal is more symbolic than we think, or maybe I'm just late to the party thinking about this.
Do we believe that Loyal left the setting, was it 3 years before he met our boy? Do we believe that Loyal left and met Rand as a coincidence, or is it the Taverin pull from a very... Is it the long con? Is it like is Taverin that long? Is I mean, are we right?
I and mean, I'm pretty sure all the Taverin are that long.
I mean, no, I hear that. Seems to enjoy Matt's company, so yeah, they're definitely that long.
And then Brother Dan's been called Taverin often.
Yeah, but... baby.
Congratulations, Brother Dan Johnson.
Hey, hey,
Brother Dan.
Right, but in terms of like life,
are those eyebrows in my pocket, or I'm just happy to see you?
I think the lessons matter if the participants are making real choices or not. To be honest,
I agree.
And I think there's real question about whether real choices are being made in this book, but or books, but we can get into that in another podcast.
What? No, there absolutely is no real choices, Ryan. Yeah, you're right. We can get into this, but
there was one person who made real choices. Actually, two people, technically. Their names were Robert Jordan and Brandon Sanders.
Yes! The true Taverin.
Yeah, the creators themselves.
The dark one and the light.
Wow. All right.
Oh man. So any final thoughts about life lessons from the Wheel of Time?
Well, has Daniel given us a life lesson?
Have you?
I have not. So I will round it out here.
Do so now.
Dude, we got the right arm up, so this is really serious.
Right arm, right.
Right arm, thanks. Thanks.
So
right
I arm, will Dan. Say that my real world lesson that I learned from Wheel of Time is that it's not about you. Because even the people who it is about, and one of the things that has been just so made so apparent to me ever since we started to do the background breakdowns, is that every character in the Wheel of Time is necessary. I'm not saying that every single one needs to be in the show. I'm not trying to say that you can't, you know, dumb down the story for television and different things like that, but without Rand, with Kalendor, and with Nynaeve and Moraine, at the end of the story, going to the Dark One's prison, you don't have victory. And yet, that's not all that was going on. If you don't have Matt and the forces of the Light fighting tooth and nail to give them the time that they need to get there, and doing exactly what they need to do to keep the forces of the shadow at bay, you still don't win. If you don't have Aludra helping discover or invent the dragons, if you don't have Andral and his amazing talent for gateways, if you don't have all of this different stuff, you lose. You absolutely lose. And so even in a story where there is someone who is the Messiah, even someone who is the most important person in the universe in some ways, they still can't do it alone. The story isn't just about you. And then you have like ridiculous examples of that where Elida does fucking, you know, six different foretellings during like the story, and every single one of them is about someone else, but she stands there the whole time being like, I'm the one I just foretold about, it's me, I'm the special one. And you're like, no, you're not, you're never the special one, it's never about you. And so that's definitely, get help, use help, ask for help. People around you are there for a reason. People were brought into your life either to help you or challenge you. And whichever one it is that they do, they make you better. Because while you are the protagonist of your own story, you still can't beat the Dark One without them.
Hey, Daniel, are we here to challenge you or...
Well, Brother Dan is here to challenge me.
I love that so much. And Daniel, it makes me think of Doctor Who.
Right?
When the doctor says 900 years of time and space, and I've never met anyone who was not important.
Yep.
So, guys, anyone who's listening to this right now, if you feel like you're not the main character in your own story, or if you feel like life and energy is being poured into someone else, just know that, A, you are the main character in your story. And B, it doesn't matter who the savior of the world is, because they can't do it without you. Period. Yep. End of story. No one has ever saved the world by themselves, and no one ever will.
Yep.
We all the world's a stage, and we are merely players, and we all have a part to play. So do
and
not
have you
for
ever
one second
watched
think.
A movie or seen a play where somebody keeps on trying to steal the limelight and never gives anybody else a chance to say lines? It's a shit movie every time. Every time.
Danny, are you talking to your fellow?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, is this like
no,
a coded message to your
not.
Team?
I'm taking not, notes, no. And I'm not only hearing, but I'm listening.
Daniel,
we'll be very
speak.
Quiet next time, Daniel. Sorry, Jesus.
I appreciate.
This is not about podcasts. It's only about movies and play.
Oh.
No, but definitely I think that people need to realize when they need to chew some scenery and when the story is about them. And I think that if the story is about you more often than not, that's not a bad thing.
You're never gonna find that cap, Josh.
Take some time and realize that there are times where you need to chew some scenery even in your own story. And appreciate when other people are there to help you.
I don't mean to interrupt, Daniel, but what is that? Rum and Coke? What are you, a pirate
or Josh,
over here,
Josh?
Josh?
Yeah, Josh,
the official doing, drink of the Black Tower podcast. Sailor Jerry is either Coke or Dr. Pepper.
It's there we go. Taint and Coke or Taint and Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Coke. Pepper.
Like,
yeah,
I literally, nice. I don't even know how to find the blue plastic cups like that.
Oh,
blue his cups are cups. Fucking deceiving. No. His
no,
cups
these cups are amazing.
Barrel?
Hold on.
They are massive cups.
They're Eskimo Joes. Okay, if anybody's ever been to Stillwater, Oklahoma, Eskimo Joes, they have the most amazing chili cheese fries, as well as best drinking cups.
Uh-huh.
Buy them at your local sexy.
If they saw you walking out with that, would they have tackled you?
Yeah, is that are you supposed to take that?
Is Eskimo Joe pissed right now?
No,
I believe he would not. I believe he'd be proud. I was born in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and that's where Eskimo Joe's is. And I think Eskimo Joe would be proud that I was promoting. So here's how old this cup is. There's no more markings on it except for like you can barely see it.
There's like sputum.
But so it's because I've had this cup for years. And truth be told, and I'm probably Andrew? Spoiling Christmas for Andrew and Daniel. Oh. I give these cups away for Christmas.
Spooting cups.
All right. So when do we agree that they're probably going to change the name because that's problematic?
Never.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
Eskimo
not problematic.
Joe's is
no,
not
it's right next to Gypsy Pete's, and it's right.
Eskimo Joe's in Stillwater, Oklahoma, home of Oklahoma State University, with their mascot is Pistol Pete. Mm.
So basically, we're looking at three guys, one cup.
Whoa,
are we?
No.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, three guys,
this is real?
Three
is
guys,
this
one
fake?
Taint.
Hey-o!
It's Find three guys, one taint.
2021.
Hey, oh, there it is. All right.
Always been three guys, one
too soon or too old. I can't
okay,
tell.
So here's the deal. Here's the deal. JordanCon is happening today. Okay. For those who are watching as it's released, for those who have our YouTube subscribed and the bell turned on and they're waking up Friday morning, they're like, oh shit, look, Black Tower Podcast just released a new podcast. It's Friday morning. It's JordanCon day. And you're putting on whatever cosplay you have deemed necessary for day one of JordanCon. And I need you to understand two things. One, these life lessons are absolutely amazing. And I hope that the Wheel of Time has affected you as positively as it has affected all of us here. Because, I mean, this is why we're here. And number two, if you see us at JordanCon, you should come get one of these super awesome Black Tower Podcast bracelets from us.
I want one.
Indeed. Also, if you are seeing this the morning of, and it is day one of JordanCon, go check out Twitter all day, because we are going to have a very special announcement on Twitter and possibly Instagram to come find us to get your special edition Black Tower sword coin or Black Tower dragon coin.
That's
which
right.
Which is a Patreon exclusive. And we'll
and honorary Ashaman.
Honorary Ashaman.
Okay.
Ashamanly.
So if you are a true Ashaman, keep a lookout on your Twitter and possibly your Instagram, because we will be posting how you can get your very own sword coin or dragon coin from one of your three illustrious hosts here when we are physically at JordanCon in Atlanta. So
Hot there Atlanta. You go.
In Hotlanta.
And if I can give my own JordanCon little PSA, I know there's going to be a lot of fucking going on this weekend. You guys have been in pandemic. You guys have developed some relationships online.
Yeah, save some from Daniel, please.
I know there's going to be some fucking, right? Yeah. So, yeah. Toss a little this way to the BTP, guys. Yeah.
Seriously.
I think tossed to JordanCon.
That needs to be a shot glass.
No.
I'm going to put that together. I got my taint tossed at JordanCon.
I don't think JordanCon would endorse that saying.
Yeah, of course not.
You know what? Andor doesn't endorse the Black Tower, but here we fucking are.
If you're not familiar with the metric of challenge coins, at least in the U.S. Armed Forces, there's a thing that you can do where generally it's service members together. They go out and they meet up at a bar or something, and you do a coin check.
You put them on your nipples.
The first round is seeing who doesn't have a coin. Whoever doesn't, if you only have, if you have people that don't have a coin, they buy the next round.
So it's like push-up contests and stuff?
Kind of.
Okay.
But if everybody has a coin, then it goes down to who has the least illustrious coin. So for our coins, if you show up and you have seven people and six people produce this coin, which is our sword coin or the dedicated coin.
Yeah. Like at the Olive Garden, when you go in to get a table, you just like everyone shows the coin. Yeah.
Yeah. In the chat, Snakes and Foxes says it's like AA in reverse.
Yeah.
yes, Snakes and Foxes, please join our Discord.
But then the seventh person pulls out this coin, our Ashaman coin, the dragon coin. That person would be the one person that doesn't have to pay for any of the drinks in whatever round you do the coin check in. It's not mandatory, but it's a fun kind of game. Nobody's going to force you to actually pay for it. But if you have coins already and you're attending JordanCon, or you get coins from us physically at JordanCon, and you come across us at one of your minty, tainty dispensaries in the area, we are always down to play the coin game. Spoiler warning, this is the one that stays in my wallet. So,
I would also like to
say,
I'm going to throw this out right now.
If anyone attending JordanCon is one of our patrons that has a coin already, present it to me and I will buy you a drink.
Well said, Josh. Well said.
I will also second that. If you should, if you see me and Josh and Andrew, yeah, right. If you see any of us and the others aren't around, we will buy you a drink.
We'll get you fucked up.
Whichever one of us is there, and if all three of us are there, you might just be getting a lot of shots. You might.
I think they all need it, but I do believe they have to agree and maybe sign a consent to be filmed so we could all watch this.
Please. Also,
consent to be filmed.
Just hilarious. Ryan, we will definitely be filming a lot of different stuff at JordanCon. May or may not have bought special equipment for filming for JordanCon. So come see us. Ooh, come hang out.
Talking about.
So here's the thing. Here's the deal, guys.
I tested it the other day. You. It works pretty well.
We're happy that you were here. We're happy that you have joined us. We're happy to see you at JordanCon. We're happy to see you anywhere. And I will extend the coin presentation. If you present a coin to me anywhere, anytime, drinks on me. I will not even answer the challenge.
Same. This is one not of those... at my house unannounced. If you let me know you're coming first, like, that's fine.
Wait, we're going to Andrew's house.
Yeah, so you basically show Josh a coin 1, 2, 3, 4
Main Street.
Dump a drink on his head.
No, but Josh. There will be no response, no return challenge. If you ever meet me in real life and you've got a coin on me, you present that coin to me, that is an automatic pass to
anal,
a free drink, and a place to
I thought it. I absolutely thought it. And then it just came out of somebody else's.
That's why you got me
mouth.
On. And
I love that.
You never see me again.
God damn, I need to get one of them coins. I need one of them
you
coins.
You do.
Daniel, can you send me 5 coins?
I cannot send you 5 coins.
Okay, wait a minute.
Coins. I can tell you right now.
Registered
here.
Nerd, just break all three of us.
I don't think so.
That it was the coin is a pass to anal that broke us. So
I won Josh's D card.
Yes. No, that was Ryan. Ryan. Yeah.
So if Ryan didn't, or if the earning of the triple broken crown was contested before, if nothing else, with before and then, I think it
broken crown.
Thank you. Triple broken crown goes to.
Can I just tell you? I do not know if my other compatriots will join me in this, but I think that there might need to be a physical reward for broken crown members.
Oh,
I mean,
please.
Again,
I definitely support
again,
the decision.
I feel like what
I don't know exactly when it'll happen and exactly what it is, but there will be something at some point.
Your second little puppet dick? That's awesome.
Your Sora von Mihail needs to design a triple crown, triple broken crown logo that is exclusively only to triple crown, triple broken crown earners.
We're gonna get three Burger King
Ryan,
crowns
you've done
and
it.
Break them into three pieces.
You also need to I apologize. If anybody tries for the triple crown and fails, you will be turned into glue because that's how this works. Either you're crown or you're glue. There is no in between.
Did
there he is.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I tried to kill y'all.
Lucky Dan.
fuck.
Anyway. Well,
anyway,
holy
so
Christ, guys! I'm so happy.
A great time. This has been one of our longer episodes because we just can't stop having fun with these two silly, ridiculous, wondrous, illustrious puppets. But thank you so much for being here, everyone who was listening. We actually had a pretty nice, solid group of people listening today, and that is extremely exciting. So thank you so much for coming and listening live. If you're not listening live, that's also totally fine. We do like you as well. We are glad you're here. We definitely recommend going ahead and taking a look at our Patreon. It is just $1 a month to go ahead and get the live listens every Tuesday.
For just $1 a month.
Right. And we had someone who joined in mid-show and was able to enjoy half of this insanity. And it's only $1 a month, guys.
I am not saying that this was on purpose, because it very, 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 very much was not. However, I will also say that if you are a Patreon and you listen live, you could listen to the Lost Dane episode as it was happening, and no one else would ever be able to hear it, because Daniel's a fucking idiot and will delete
the taint it
and
will affects not us
have
all.
The audio.
You have one up on me. I have no idea what was in the Lost episode.
Yeah, it's true. There are absolutely cool things. Again, we try not to make mistakes. We absolutely do our absolute best to bring you everything that we have promised and to give you everything that we owe you and things like that. But there are things that happen, and sometimes people say dumb stuff or don't say anything at all. Or at least their audio wasn't picked up. And then you are the only people who actually get to hear it, because you are a Patreon and you listened live.
Yes.
And it is absolutely fantastic.
Guys, $1 a month is like what? Like 0.2 cents a day? What is it? 25 cents like a week? Yeah. I mean, come on. Come on, guys.
I don't think you understand how many days are in a month.
There's you get like negative money each day.
Is Sarah McLachlan on Cameo so we can get her to do a plug for our Patreon?
No, I feel like, here's the dog.
I feel like we need to go to Cameo right now. I feel like the best Cameo ever was Gilbert Gottfried as the Dark One.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think who was it that did that?
That was a good one.
Talk
Ranrion.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen that, guys, you need to subscribe to Takaranriad. Plug for Takaranriad. They are absolute mad lads, and they got Gilbert Gottfried to read the lines of the Dark One.
Randall Thor!
So I had always pictured...
Look at this! So upset that I'm molting!
I'm so ticked off that I'm molting!
You might recognize his voice from his voiceover work on 50 Shades of Grey.
Imagine if
but the then voice, when he got down to clitoris.
You like that?
Imagine if the show has Randall Thor as the voice of Luce Theron.
You mean Gilbert Gottfried?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Gilbert Gottfried.
Kill them all!
No, you know what would be even better than Luce Theron? I really want Gilbert Gottfried as the voice of Machin Shin.
No, you were going to say that.
Want to tear the front
so sweet. Flesh. The blood so sweet.
Suck guys, the marrow.
Speaking of Machin Shin, my head canon is that there's like some innocent dude in the middle, or woman, or them, in the middle of Machin Shin being like, guys, help me out. Can anyone help me?
Yeah, are we supposed to join this chant?
Why are they're just yelling crazy shit? I'm they're like, can anyone help me out, please? I'm
just lost. Sitting there like John Travolta, just
the
lost John Travolta. Guys, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for tuning in. Way of the Leaf, you guys are fucking amazing. We love you so much.
Where can everybody find
amazing every night? Yeah, every night.
Much deserved.
Where can the people find you? If they want to go look for the Puppets of Time, where can they find you?
Brother Dan, Rochambeau.
Well, all right. So we do a first-time reader show every week, and then on Sundays we do a tavern talk where we speak spoiler talk. The lips are loose, the rumors fly.
Lips of loose, there
like Scud missiles in Iraq.
That's a new one.
we do two shows a week. We've been on a little hiatus, but our third season is starting in just a couple weeks. You can find us on Twitter, I think on Instagram.
Historically, the best of all the seasons.
The third season's the best?
Historically.
Okay.
If you look at the average third season of a show, it's usually pretty good.
Which is crazy because Black Tar Podcast is coming into its third season.
These are prescient notions, Daniel. Like, we have so much ahead of us. We have so many cool things in store. And obviously, hopefully, you guys will be on bringing your incredible beerness.
Yeah, Daniel.
Us?
Yeah, Daniel. Yeah, Daniel. No,
stop it. But we'd love
this. Is not relevant. You can cut this out. But
leave,
well, and hopefully Josh can hang out too.
God damn
Josh,
it, they took my kid.
It's been a while I've seen you, Josh. I've seen your other boys here, but you're like Dumbledore. It's like when you show up and you goes, oh shit, Josh is here too. You're the headmaster.
You honor me. Thank you so much. You honor me.
I feel like when we get to see you, it's like between like when the drummer of Blink-182 comes out of rehab. You get to see him for a little bit. Where is he?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like that too. All
right. Did you break the towers? That is the ultimate cement of the triple broken crown.
If you finish this episode and you're like, look, I need even more content creators, make sure you head over to thegreatblight.com where it seems like most of our souls reside.
All right, guys. Well, as we all know here at the Black Tower Podcast, not everything that is touched by the shadow is lost. And that is totally true for thegreatblight.com. Now, Nablus and his team have done an amazing job of going ahead and putting this together, and it is possibly the greatest resource for those of us here in the Wheel of Time community. First off, you have this awesome homepage with posts from a bunch of your favorites. You can go and check out new things that you've never seen before, keep up to date on content creators that you already follow, and just go ahead and dip as many of your toes or your entire foot as you want into all of the different things that are going on. Now, also here, there is probably the best list of content creators. There's YouTubers, podcasters, artists, musicians, just about everything you could want. And if you don't see your favorite content creator there, that's fine. There is an application included in the site to go ahead and make sure that your favorite content creator is part of it. Just encourage them to fill out the application and Nablus will be in touch. Now, after you've gone ahead and checked that out, you're going to want to pop over to the ever-expanding library here at The Great Blight, because it is something particularly special. Now, I don't know how many times I've gone ahead and joined a fandom only to find out halfway through my first read, looking up a character, that they die in the second to last book, which sucks. It always is very disappointing when you can't look up anything interesting about what you've read for fear of things that you haven't read yet. But they've fixed the problem over at thegreatblight.com. It is a spoiler-free wiki. That's right. That means that if you've only read up to Path of Daggers and you really want to find out what in the world you missed about Egwene because there's something you just don't understand, or if you want to get more information about Rand because you think he's super cool, you don't need to read past Path of Daggers, and it's not going to ruin you on A Memory of Light before you've gotten there. You'll know exactly where to stop. You'll know exactly where you are. And once you're done with that, make sure that you go ahead and help the site out, the content creators out, everything like that, with the beta nature of it. Up here at the top, you're going to see a problem, have a suggestion button. That is specifically for if you have any issues with the site or if you have any feedback. It's only something that we can make better with feedback and with help from the community. So come on down, check it out. Grab a couple of our videos or grab a couple of our podcasts, and we'd love to see you there.
And you can find an incredibly intuitive and generally complete list of content creators, YouTubers, podcasters, artists, musicians. So I'm just going to keep talking,
Josh,
while my co-host dies.
Live, Josh. Josh, breathe. Breathe in, out.
Make me count,
you can tell by the way I use my walk.
I'm you made him laugh so hard he's turning into Fifty Shades.
Stay in line. Stay in line.
Josh is becoming 50 Shades of Grey.
Good night, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being here. We love you.
Yeah.
We love
the plugs.
Just because you stopped choking doesn't mean
just because you survived doesn't mean the show is over.
He just launched right into
Josh is like, I'm about
I'm
to die.
I'm trying to survive. Right, that's me ending the show trying to survive.
Well, while Josh is fighting for survival, you can go and not have to fight to find links to our other fellow content creators, like I said earlier, on The Great Blight, as well as a fantastic ever-evolving wiki that Nablus has developed with his fantastic team over there. When you get done with that, make sure you head over to New Creations by Jen, the home of the True Frosty Mug Society, where you can find Frosty Mugs from the Black Tower podcast, also from The Way of the Leaf, Knock Your Talks, Kate Reading and Michael Kramer, and a ton of other fantastic Wheel of Time content creators. Everybody loves merchandise, and one of the best possible places to go and get yourself some really dope Wheel of Time inspired and themed merchandise is, of course, newcreationsbygen.com. So whenever you go to newcreationsbygen.com, whether you're looking for just Wheel of Time inspired stuff or not, you can find all kinds of really cool merchandise and goodie opportunities, all the way from gifts for your family, friends, significant others, whoever have you, newborns, children, toddlers, women, men, adults, anybody that wants anything, you can find something for them for sure on New Creations by Jen. Now, most of you listening are going to be looking for Wheel of Time stuff. And the easiest way to find it is to go to the catalog section on New Creations by Jen, where you can see the groups of stuff for us at Black Tower Podcasts, Malkier Talks, Talk Around Riyadh, Will Reads, The Will Weaves, and Weekly Will News. So you can find all of this stuff, and you can browse and look at all the different kinds of things that each content creator that is a part of New Creations by Jen has taken and asked Jen and Rob to put up on the site. Obviously, we're going to use ours as an example so that you can go in and look at Black Tower Podcast stuff, because we are the Black Tower Podcast. So if you go on, you can get our Two Rivers Sniper shot glass as well as Two Rivers Sniper shirt. It's available on a red shirt. So you can go on and you can get our Frosty mug, which is one of the Frosty mug collectibles. Each Wheel of Time content creator that is on New Creations by Jen has a Frosty mug that you can go in and get for yourself. So after you get ours, make sure you get the others and get the entire set and join the Frosty Mug Society. Of course, there's more than just Frosty mugs and little shot glasses, and there's plenty of different kinds of shirts with different designs on them from all of the different content creators. Of course, you can find ours where you can get our logo in black and white on a shirt. I have one myself. It's fantastic and I love it. Jen and Rob do an amazing job of working with not only their customers, but the content creators that they help support with this amazing and very good quality merchandise. So if you have not headed over to New Creations by Jen and gotten yourself something dope, make sure you go and do that. Again, it's newcreationsbygen.com. And a bunch of other merch. Things like our Two River Sniper shot glass.
Oh, snap. Man.
Which is one of the best shot glasses ever created.
Ever.
It's ever. One of the best shot glasses ever created. Game of Wonders.
But with all of that said and done, a humongous thank you as always to the puppets of the Way of the Leaf for agreeing to come onto our show and just being as amazing as you gents always are. It was a pleasure to meet Danatello.
Yes, Danatello.
Brother Danatello.
And Ashamanly Ryan.
Yep. Ashamanly. And also the special cameo of Ashamanly Dan.
Please do.
We have here's brother Dan Telling.
Sorry, Ashamanly Danley. That's right.
Ashamanly Danley.
Ashamanly brother Danley. It's Ashamanly brother Danley is the canon.
Ashamanly brother Danley.
That's me.
But at night, he turns into Brother Danatello, and he brother fights crime
and eat pizza. Cowabunga!
Does he do that with Ryan Fael?
With some rat. I don't know his name. Is it Fael?
With some rat.
I don't know his name. He is the secret of my L.
Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for being awesome. You guys know where to go. Crystalbarista.com, blacktowerpod.com, greatblight.com. There's a lot of .coms that you need to go to. You need to go look up the Way of the Leaf because they're awesome. They're amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Subscribe.
We need subs. Yeah, for sure.
We need subs. We're on a sub mission.
They do. They're DOMs. They need subs.
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, kind of. But we love you guys. Go to Black Tower Podcast, blacktowerpod.com. Look up some of our beautiful merch. Come see us at JordanCon. All three of us will be there at JordanCon. We'll be passing out these slick bracelets. We've got swag. We've got fun. It's going to be awesome. We want to see you there. We want to hang out with you there. We're super appreciative to all of you there. We're super appreciative to all of you listening in here tonight. You guys are amazing. It's why we do this. We would probably just talk about Wheel of Time anyway, but the fact that you guys are here makes it like just that much more special to us. So thank you legitimately from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of our black tainted hearts. Thank you.
From the bottom of our black tainted
hearts. From the bottom of our tainted hearts.
Thank you so much.
I have
for
been
listening to the Black Tower Podcast.
We need, he is on Cameo.
We're going to get him sued to do for a copyright infringement from how well you do.
We need him.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, right.
How much would it cost to get Gilbert Gottfried to do a spoiler warning for the Black Tower Podcast?
I don't care.
We'll have to ask
how much it is. We will be doing it.
I will donate. I'll donate to that.
You know what? No, you know what? That'll get us Billy Zane. If you offer him money to do a spoiler warning for us,
Billy fucking Zane!
You can just see Gilbert Gottfried now just being like, welcome to the Black Tower Podcast, where we're still waiting for Billy fucking Zane to answer.
Billy fucking Zane! That's all you need is those three words.
Thank you so much for tuning in. From all of us here at the Black Tower Podcast and our honorary Asha Manleys from the Way of the Leaf Podcast, I have been barely hanging on to life.
Hey, Josh, I did not get you to spit this time. Every episode, I really want to spit take. I think I've gotten two out of you.
This is Andrew, Daniel, Josh, thank you very much for having us on.
Tonight I didn't spit. Tonight I swallowed.
Hey, I love you guys. You guys are our favorites. And thanks for having us on, man.
Yeah, I have been your Bajan Mahal, Andrew, and to round us out, our absolutely fabulous, illustrious flag bearer, take it away, Daniel.
And I have been your Armin Kamehail, Daniel. And from all of us here at the Black Tower Podcast, we hope that you're having a wonderful morning, and in case we don't see you again, good afternoon, good evening, and good night!
Good night, night. Gentlemen!
Good night!
In the tower, you can bring your pain. In the tower, you've been having so much trouble just fitting.